now. She just give me a call. Christine, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm sorry that I had to wake you up earlier.
Oh, it's okay. No, it's fine.
But, you know, I have to tell you, yesterday afternoon, and I'm so glad that I saw you so I could invite you here this morning, as we looked at Oz Griebel and Ned Lamont and Bob Stefanowski, Oz Griebel, I think, surprised a lot of people. I really do.
I think that Oz Griebel has a real grasp of the issues that are facing the state of Connecticut. And, you know, I think that he just doesn't have the, you know, the fundraising or the operation behind him. Obviously, he's not running with either of the parties. He's running as an independent candidate, a petitioning candidate on the ballot. So his road to victory is a little bit tougher. And what I'm seeing is that, you know, he's only polling at 4% basically in all of these polls that have been out. But I'm saying that he is probably, he's going to play the role of spoiler. And, you know, it's unclear at the moment who he's going to spoil. But I think that he could take votes both from Democrats and from Republicans.
Again, when you look at Ned Lamont, I don't know. I just, you know, there are those who say that he is going to be our next governor, but and I'm not putting him down at all, but I was not impressed yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, in order to win, you know, Connecticut being a traditionally blue state, there are more unaffiliated voters in the state of Connecticut. So, you know, presumably you could win only with Democratic votes, but, you know, most people have to get those unaffiliated voters, and so that's, you know, kind of what the general election is all about, and the pivot towards getting those unaffiliated voters and making yourself known outside of the party apparatus. And he does have, he just gave his campaign another $5 million.
I know.
So he has the funds in order to get out there and get his message out there and get his TV ads out there. And, you know, so he does have a fundraising advantage over Bob Stefanowski.
Now, there, that's the name, Bob
yep.
Stefanowski. Now, there are those that I talk with that think that he's going to be our next governor. But then, you know, when I saw you yesterday, we had a conversation, and you said to me that he doesn't talk to that many reporters. It's kind of like the president of the United States does. He doesn't talk to many reporters either.
Yeah, well, so basically what's been happening is that he's shunned the public financing. So if he had done the public financing, the day after the primary, Bob Stefanowski would have had $6.5 million in his bank account. Instead, he poo-pooed it, and he went to go raise money on his own, which is a much harder task. So basically, a lot of his time has been spent fundraising, which means a lot of his time can't be on the campaign trail talking to voters or getting his message across. We may have kind of crossed a threshold because his campaign reached out yesterday, so I will be going out with Bob Stefanowski on the campaign trail today for the first time.
Really?
Yes.
Because when you talked to me yesterday, you didn't know.
I did not know, no. You know, I think that we may have turned a point where he's realizing that he does need the media in order to get his message across. You know, if you don't have the money, the idea would be that, you know, you use the media to reach the public and to reach the voters traditionally. But if you do have money, basically you could avoid the media if you wanted to avoid the media because money is the message, and you can get the message to voters by, you know, I guess stepping over the media or avoiding the media.
Well, I'll tell you, talking with Christine Stewart, who I invited on my program yesterday, we were at the the big show, as I call it, yesterday at the Emmanuel Synagogue in West Hartford, and there was over 40 people. How many people there? There was, my gosh.
There was 400.
400 and some odd people.
Yeah.
So it was a big crowd. Now, did this just happen, as far as you're concerned, with Bob Stefanowski? There were people that thought he had the money situation, but this has become a situation then, evidently, right?
Well, yeah, I think that the convention, so he skipped the convention process. You know, he got onto the ballot by petitioning his way onto the Republican primary ballot. So he kind of thumbed his nose at the Connecticut Republican Party in order to get to where he is. And now that he's reached a point where he needs the party apparatus behind him, he needs the support of the party, you know, he's needed to win over some people. And he didn't know a lot of the politics of Connecticut, and, you know, he wasn't in Connecticut for a lot of years, and he didn't vote for 16 years in Connecticut. So Connecticut is relatively new.
Well, again, when he started to campaign way back, and he has the same person that Ronald Reagan had when he ran for president, he's got that same person behind him, and I met him, and I remember when he came to town. So I thought, you know, that he would be very strong, and he is very strong as far as the campaign goes. But as you said, you got to have the money.
Yep, you got to have the money, and, you know, I think that, you know, economist Art Laffer, who has helped him put together his economic plan, it might have worked at the national level, but in the state of Connecticut, we have a balanced budget amendment, and we have to balance our budget every year. So you can't carry over any deficit from year to year. So it makes it a little bit tougher to implement that.
Well, again, as far as Ned Lamont goes, he's got plenty of money. Oz Griebel could become somebody who is going to hurt somebody else. So, you know, it's really up in the air.
It really is. It really is. And we should see, you know, Quinnipiac may be out with another poll probably towards the end of October. So it should be interesting to see. I mean, inside polls right now tell us the race is really close. And, you know, it's possible we may not know. It may be like 2010 where we don't know who the winner is before we go to bed on November 6th.
Then Ned Lamont, even though he's got all the money, is not a sure thing. Definitely
not a sure thing. No.
Well, it's going to be. I know you're out a lot. I'm out talking with people too, and speaking to this one and that one when we go out on some of our appearances. And I'll tell you, people are not satisfied. They are absolutely not satisfied. Now, that doesn't mean that they know what to do yet. So, I don't know. What do you think?
Right. I don't know if there is a good answer yet. You know, it's tough. I think that, you know, Semis Claridis said it really well at the Prescott Bush dinner. You know, she's like, she told Bob Stefanowski, you're going to have four miserable years if you get a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate. So the legislature plays a big role in this too, and there's a lot of tight legislative races around the state. So, and the numbers are close in the Senate. It's an evenly divided Senate right now, so anything could happen.
Would you say, though, that Bob Stefanowski is the one who might win it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, he definitely might win it. The AARP poll of voters over the age of 50 showed that he was winning it by 1 percentage point last week.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, this is why you're where you are, Christine, and it was great to see you yesterday. It was a great, I thought it was very, very well conducted, though, didn't you?
Oh, it was definitely well conducted. And I thought it was great that the audience got to ask the questions.
That's right. Well, again, thank you for getting up a little earlier than usual. But I appreciate you coming over, you know, and talking with me about this yesterday. And it's just up in the air. We didn't really get anything but action yesterday. But I think it's going to be right down to the wire. That's my gut feeling.
It's going to be right down to the wire. I completely agree.
Well, good luck to you. Have a good time today. What time are you going out with him?
I will be in Wallingford with him at 9 o'clock.
Well, good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
And thank you again. You bet. 7:30 in...